working on the railroad. Lisa Brady, Fox News. But some in Congress want to know if enough is being done to catch problems.
We can't have railroads adopt operating models focused on just cutting cost to achieve higher profits and then have higher accident rates.
Washington Democratic Senator Maria Cantwell calls it a disturbing trend at the latest Senate hearing on a toxic train derailment in Ohio. The Norfolk Southern CEO making a return trip to Capitol Hill to offer more reassurance about his company's cleanup and efforts to address residents' health concerns. After a string of close calls at U.S. airports, a safety alert from the FAA reminding airlines, pilots, and others who work with them that a sterile flight deck means and the danger of extraneous communication.
Other recommendations include reviewing previous safety alerts on high collision risk during runway crossings and runway incursion prevention actions.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Meantime, a Senate committee delays a vote on the president's pick for FAA administrator as some lawmakers raise qualification concerns. If a New York City grand jury decides the former president should face criminal charges, the case would be heard by a judge very familiar with Trump legal issues.
Court sources tell Fox News that New York State Supreme Court Justice Juan Merchan is presiding over the grand jury looking into hush money payments made to adult film star Stormy Daniels on behalf of former President Donald Trump. If the former president is indicted, Merchan will also get that case. He's the judge who presided over the criminal tax fraud trial of the Trump Organization, which resulted in a conviction on all charges and a $1.6 million fine. Merchan was also the judge that oversaw the case of former Trump Org CFO Alan Weisselberg and is handling the case against former Trump advisor Steve Bannon.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Bannon accused of cheating investors in the We Build the Wall campaign. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Spring break in full swing in Florida, but the party isn't quite the same this year.
Of concern on the beaches are party drugs laced with fentanyl and accidental overdoses of college kids. The DEA says fentanyl is the number one cause of accidental ODs in the U.S. and the deadliest drug it's ever encountered. In Fort Lauderdale, a special outreach team known as The Spot is working the sand and passing out free Narcan nose sprays. Narcan can reverse an overdose for about an hour so that person can get medical care. And at Panama City Beach, police are using dogs to sniff out the danger.
Fox's Phil Keating on Fort Lauderdale Beach. The CDC says about 67,000 Americans die from fentanyl every year. The Federal Trade Commission wants to know more about the business practices of cloud computing companies, including potential security issues and their impact on industries, including healthcare, finance, and transportation. Staff members of the FTC seeking more information from various cloud computing providers. Fans of minor league baseball can watch the upcoming season for free. Major league owners reportedly have a new deal with Bally's, which operates 17 casinos, to stream live minor league games on the Bally Live app.
Fans will not be able to bet on the minor league games on the Bally's app, but will be able to watch. MLB reportedly sold the broadcast rights to all 120 minor league teams. 1 year ago, fans would have had to pay $29.99 to stream the minor league games on the MLB At Bat Live app. According to the New York Post, viewers on the Bally Live app will be able to redeem rewards points earned through free contests like baseball bingo that could possibly get used to make bets on the Bally Live app, including on major league games. Jared Max, Fox News.
Stocks are mixed, awaiting today's Fed decision on rate hikes due 2 hours from now. Right now, the Dow's down 38 points. Elisa Brady, this is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.